make a baby on the night you said you would. It's funny things that I remember when I'm.
Let's get at the today's version of the Good Day program. The today's version.
The today's version.
Today's version versus yesterday's version. We don't know what tomorrow will bring, but I know today I have the services of the Queen of Cheap, Roberta Fasanelli. Mm-hmm. Jennifer, well, we ought to come up with a name for Jennifer, don't you think?
I think so. It's about time.
What do you think, Kenny?
Make a count,
a name for her?
Well, instead of we have the Queen of Cheap.
She does the TV report. She could be the drama queen.
that's appropriate, actually.
I don't know. I think Roberta might be in the running for that one as well. Well, we'd try that. Let's see if it sticks. At any rate, the first order of business here, Roberta, is to give us a little info on what you're going to be presenting in a few minutes. For those of us who are anxious to save some dough, re-mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do.
We've got free contact lenses. We're going to tell you how to get those. We have some terrific deals at Kohl's, my goodness, and Disney Store deals, and also a great new MP3 for your kids, absolutely free.
All right, so that's coming up in a matter of moments. Jen Jen is the drama queen. What do we have from the world of television in the next half hour or so?
A sad loss for Bachelor fans. We'll talk about someone who passed away yesterday. And also Donald Trump is taking a side in the CBS Time Warner drama. I'll tell you which one he's on.
Really?
And Tina Fey has a new project with NBC.
Uh-huh. Did we do the Duck Dynasty thing yesterday?
We did.
We did. Everybody.
You've been concerned with that story. You asked that yesterday, too.
Hmm.
You must have been flipping out maybe while
actually,
you were doing a TV report.
One of the things that intrigued me yesterday, of all of the various and sundry things, and you know, this is how a program like this works, or if you don't know. We are, all of us, looking around for things that would be, we think, interesting for you to know about. Once in a while, we spend a few minutes, maybe about three or four minutes at the beginning of each hour, maybe the bottom of the hour, talking about some of the stories that everybody else is talking about. And then we start digging around, and you can see, for example, as far as Egypt is concerned, I think the death toll there is up to, what, 525? Ugh. Something like that. It's really ridiculous. They've gone after people with bulldozers. Ugh, what a mess. Anyway, but this is the most interesting story that I've found so far today. The fact that Kanye West is so worried about the security of his wife and his daughter, he has bought one of those armored vehicles. Do you remember from the Fast and Furious, the vehicle that The Rock was in? How many people saw Fast and Furious, the last two of them? They have a very high-tech vehicle that is capable of doing just about anything on the land, and it also is built so ruggedly that nothing will penetrate it. So here, Mr. West buys one of these vehicles from the Prombron Iron Diamond Company, the ones that make the president's limo
as
well.
Sounds expensive already.
$1.2 million for a car, or a modified sort of SUV that can withstand landmines and rocket-propelled grenades. Does this guy actually think somebody is going to try to blow up the car that his wife and baby are in? So
yes.
He spends $1.2 million to buy one of these things?
You know, he'd be better off just buying a Toyota Corolla. You know, nobody's going to pay attention to you in a Corolla.
That's true.
Get a Kia. You know, get something low-key, something that everybody else has. But no, he has to have, like, the Terminator vehicle so he can still get tons of attention.
And one of the things, the attention he's getting from PETA, yesterday when I saw this, I said to Roberta, you won't believe what the seats are made of. I'm not going to tell you what they're made of, but I'll sort of steer you in a direction. It's made from a certain part of a whale. And it's the part of the whale that helps it's the part of the male whale that helps the female whale have little baby whales.
And they're making a seat cover out of
that?
Seat covers out of it.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding. Not at all.
Why do they use that particular part?
I don't know.
Part?
But I know that
like
the reason
tough?
That Kanye West got this is because...
All I know is I'd like to make that whale if the covering of that can make seat covers for cars. Wowee! What are you doing Friday night?
So,
yeah, Are you just swimming in that ocean? You glad?
Kanye West.
Are you doing well?
Kanye West decided to get one of these because his pal Jay-Z has ordered one of them as well. He's got two full-time bodyguards.
And because his can only cover the seats in a Hot Wheels.
I knew that was going to be a problem. I should have known better. At any rate.
I don't even know that they could, like, market or do something with that.
All right, come on, let's
that.
Keep moving. That's it. The Yankees, the New York Yankees, are playing in Boston tonight.
A lot of wails
tomorrow.
And high-pitched voices.
Oh, it's tomorrow? All right, tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right, it's a weekend series, right?
Hey, Kanye West just stole my
All right, Jennifer, time to move on. Jennifer, time to move on.
They have all
Alex Rodriguez is probably going to hear, you know, this all started in, was it Chicago last week? When he was
on the road.
The notice was he was going to be suspended, but he's going to appeal, so he's still playing. So he's been getting a lot of negative attention.
How has he been playing, by the way, Michael? I'm not sure if I've been paying attention. Has he been playing well?
Not really.
Yeah.
Michael's watching it more closely. So anyway, if you think he's had ferocious jeers and booing, wait till he gets to Boston.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
All right.
They're going to be throwing hot dogs at his head.
Right, so what I found, and we posted this at DougStephan.com from today's show section, the Rodriguez coming to town focus and the heckling that will go with it, the Boston Sports Club took out an ad in the Boston Herald this week ridiculing Rodriguez. The ad reads, quote, Alex, losing $34 million? Don't miss our summer sale. Join today and keep that A-bod.
That's awesome.
Ooh.
That's a really clever idea, actually.
$34 million figure is approximately the salary he will forfeit should his 211-game suspension be upheld. We all know the accusations, et cetera, et cetera. The gym in Boston is probably the last place A-Rod's going to show up, but at any rate, it's a good way to get some attention and perhaps have people come over to what maybe the Yankees think. I don't even think the Yankees, New Yorkers aren't supporting him, are they?
No,
Roberta?
Not really.
Yeah, I didn't think so. All right, anyway, it's kind
of... I don't think that they're not as, they're not coming down on him as much, though.
No, they'll leave that to the Boston fans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. So the Queen of Cheap Report coming up in a moment. So if you're somebody who likes to hold your breath, see how long right now. Yeah. See how long you can hold it, okay? Michael, play the commercial.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Grainger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Grainger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Grainger catalog and all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So you're covered in sand up to your waist thanks to the excessive digging of two very ambitious children, and you think, wait, did I lock my Impala back in the parking lot? And normally you'd just sit and stew about it. But you live in a time when an OnStar app lets you control your car from nearly anywhere in your world like it's some extremely remote control car, which it kind of is. So you tap the icon that zaps a signal that says to your car, boop, here's a signal to flip the mechanism that locks the door that sends a signal back to your phone to say, yes, your car is now safely locked. And you gotta wonder about the guy walking by when it happens. He's like, wow. And you're like, wow. And if you slow your brain for just a nanosecond, you realize just how amazing modern technology really is. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Musicians, August is Guitar Center's 49th birthday, and we're celebrating with special anniversary deals. Now through Sunday, score huge savings on anniversary bundles and instant rebates throughout the store. Like buy any new Dean electric guitar, $299 or more, get a dime bag practice amp free. Get a pair of Harbinger PA speakers with stands. Bundle price to save $150, just $329. $20 instant rebates on AKG stereo headphones, just $29. Plus get special financing. Guitar Center's 49th anniversary. Don't miss it.
This is Mary, mother of three, walking through her front door right after she saved $93 back to school shopping at Kohl's.
What a feeling!
And this is Mary walking her dog in the rain.
I can't have it all, now I'm dancing for my life.
And this is Mary at the dentist.
Get the feeling of great savings on the brands your kids want for back to school at Kohl's Savings is in session sale Thursday through Sunday. Kohl's, expect great things.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving.
Wow, wow, wow.
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
All right, so the Queen of Cheap Report brought to you by the folks at Kohl's. Kohl's Back to School Great Things. There are a lot of those, including what Roberta has for you today. Kohl's has ways for you to expect great things. And what have you found that Kohl's has posted today?
Well, they got an incredible clearance sale. It's called their Gold Star Clearance Event. 60 to 80% off clearance items. And then we have a special coupon code for you called Lemonade. Don't tell anybody. You get an additional 15% off. Plus, you get $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 you spend.
$10.
I was joking. The next thing you know, they're going to pay you to take things out of the store. At this rate, they keep going. I mean, incredible deals going on at Kohl's. Also, we're going to tell you how to get free contact lenses. You get a free one-month trial. We have the link for you. It's a great deal if you wear contacts. Try out this new type of contact lens. Disney Store has some incredible deals for you going on. Backpacks with your favorite Disney characters, only $12, and lunch totes, only $8. So you could actually like buy two or three as your kid loses the lunch totes and wears out the backpacks. And if your kids don't want to go to sleep at night, the MP3 album that Amazon has absolutely for free, it's called Kick Out the Jammies. I played it last night and I put myself to sleep with it. So it's a fun free album for your kids. All of these wonderful deals and ways to save money you'll find at DougStephan.com. Scroll down to the Queen of Cheap section and look at all the other great deals and ways to save money and free things to do there. That some of them are evergreen, some of them are coming up. So just take a peek and save mucho buckos.
And Roberta's Queen of Cheap Report brought to you by Kohl's with back to school great things going on there. Check out what Roberta has suggested. Kohl's, expect great things. All right, time for the 2020 info quiz. Everybody ready?
Ready.
Ready.
All right, I would like you to tell me what Snapchat is.
Snapchat.
Kenny, you know what Snapchat is?
I do, yeah.
All right. Roberta, you know what Snapchat is?
Yes, I do.
Well, really, I'm surprised. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but I am surprised. I hope you haven't used it.
I'm a teenager.
Oh, okay. And Jennifer, you know what Snapchat is?
I do. But I'll pretend just to be different that I don't.
Well, you can say you know. You just can't tell. 888-302-3684. What is Snapchat? Tell us, and you win a swell prize, a picture of me for 10. Oh, never mind. It's 21 after the hour.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
So, there has been a vote.
Yes.
We're kind of excited about this. The story at DougStephan.com, the What's New department. Surfing USA has been voted the best summer song of all time. All right, Michael, let's go to the video of the day. I feel like Warner Wolf. Let's go to the video. Their version of Surfing USA that came off of the tour, the 50th anniversary tour. You know, I didn't ever get to see him. I wanted to go see him at the Hollywood Bowl, and I didn't get to it.
Fun.
Yeah, but now they're back to three different groups. I haven't even seen any of these individuals. I do. I get out more, I guess, a little bit. So, Rolling Stone Magazine Studios, the site of the video of the day being recorded. Here are the Beach Boys and the version that they sang of Surfing USA at the studios, and it's our video of the day today. It's a lot of fun looking at these guys.
If everybody had an ocean across the USA, then everybody'd be surfing like California. You see them wearing their baggies, huarache sandals too, a bushy, bushy blonde hair, surfing USA. You catch them surfing at the
How many times do you think they've sung this song, these guys?
A gazillion.
How many times have they sung this? And you know what? I remember Justin Hayward saying to me once, the leader of the Moody Blues, that they don't mind. They sing the same songs, but they know the audience. They'll, and I think we were talking about this with regard to Bruce, too, Roberta. They predicate how they do their show based on the audience's response
right.
to what they start with.
And you know what? Songs like this, they're going to sing over and over again because it gets a response.
Yeah, of course it does.
You know, you get
cranked up to this. And with good reason. Everybody's gone surfing. Surfing USA. Best summer song of all time, according to the voting that took place online. And so we acknowledge Beach Boys, tip of the hat. It's just a lot of fun. And when you think of today being August 15th, it's nauseating. Frankly, you got another month and a week of summertime, and that's it. Good God, where does it go? And what's going on in your life with your time? How are you spending it, and with whom are you spending it? And
packing.
Your love, I know, you're moving out of your house.
For 26 years. It's,
yeah. It's sad.
Daunting, to say the least.
I would think it would be kind of sad.
You know, it is. I'll miss this place, but it's extraordinarily expensive to live here.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know what? The person who stays here the most is the cat, so.
Oh, well. I mean, I think that about the place I have in Santa Monica, and the present economic realities are that if I were smart, I'd probably get rid of it. Mm-hmm. But the other side of it is, if I don't have a place to go for the 3 or 4 months that the weather is bad, my mental health will be intolerable. I'm separated when I'm on the farm from my children who are there. And then when I'm not there, I'm separated from them. But when I'm there, I'm separated from the farm and the people that I love here. But I love my children more, so what do I do? Mm-hmm. In that circumstance, I think I understand what you're saying. You're close enough to it, though. You can go there anytime. I can't, like today, I'm getting on a plane to go to California
because
Megan had her operation and I want to spend a couple of days with her.
Mm-hmm.
She got out of it, excuse me, well. But still, I want to spend a couple of days with her. But it's, you know, it's not that, it's not difficult. It just takes a little planning to be able to jump on a plane and go out there and spend a couple of days. Whereas if I was there, I'd just get in the car and drive over to her house.
Right.
Anyway, but it's something to be, you're right, it's daunting. You're right, Roberta. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, my dog's too fat. I don't understand that. I must hear this from owners a dozen times a week. What's there to understand? What's there to figure out? Our dogs are smart, but I've yet to meet one who knows how to use a can opener. For the most part, they're the ones, or we are the ones, rather, in charge of dispensing their food. So if they're overweight and they're in good health, perhaps we're just feeding them too much and not giving them enough exercise. You know, insufficient exercise and overly sufficient food make for plump poodles and overweight old English sheep. Dog. So make sure your dog or cat is on a good, healthy diet. You know, the same problems that affect people affect our pets when they become obese. You might want to talk to your veterinarian first because there are certain problems, medical problems, that can cause obesity in a dog or cat. But once you get a clean bill of health, the best way for your pet to lose weight is increase the exercise, decrease the amount of food, feed them several small meals throughout the day, and in no time at all, you guys will be out in the backyard doing some Pilates together. I promise. I do. I'll more next time.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they asked me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Queen of Cheap to the Drama Queen later on in this half hour. Jennifer Horn and her television report coming up. Our question of the hour, we have until 20 before the hour to answer it. I want you to tell me what Snapchat is. S-N-A-P-C-H-A-T. You know how I am when it comes to technology. I'm right on top of things.
Yes.
Right? Yep. So I just discovered this, actually, and so I thought it would be interesting to have a conversation about it. Best way to find out about it is to have you do the work, and you tell us, and thus you'll be rewarded. If you have a dog, we're giving away some of Warren Eckstein's hugs and kisses, vitamins and mineral supplements for your cat and or your dog. So if you know the answer and you got a cat or a dog, we'll give you that. If we don't have that, then we'll give you something that's also a Doug Steffen super prize. Michael loves those super prizes.
Super
if we had the
prize.
Echo chamber, super prize. So all I have to do to win is dial 888-302-3684 and tell us what Snapchat is all about. Meanwhile, Simon Cowell in the news again today, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe the lady who's having his baby.
Yes.
She got the $2 million settlement from her husband. Why would somebody who cheats... Well, how do you do this in a divorce? I don't understand this.
Women are magic, aren't they?
Well, I wouldn't say that. I know somebody that I'm close to that went through a divorce that had to give up... She was actually evicted from her house.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know what went on. I don't know all the ins and outs. But, even if you make a mistake, what kind of a guy has his wife, unless he's really an angry guy, and I suppose then again you ask, well, why is he so angry? But what kind of a guy throws his wife or ex-wife out of the house, has her evicted? There's something there.
He's really mad.
Yeah. Really angry, yeah. So anyway, Lauren Silverman is the lady who's having Simon Cowell's baby. She and her husband have agreed to joint custody of their 7-year-old son, and she's getting $2 million in the deal.
It's not a lot of money out there.
$2 million?
Yeah.
I'd take it.
Does she deserve it under the circumstances? We don't know his side of the story. She's a cheating, you know what?
And has been since 2009.
Right. When Carmen Electra found the two of them together, she was dating Simon at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've seen a picture of Lauren Silverman.
Before she got married.
Carmen?
No.
Oh, Carmen Electra was dating Simon, and she
right.
found...
Okay. She comes into Simon's house, and Simon's doing the horizontal mambo with the his best friend's wife.
Mm-hmm.
But that's when they broke up.
I'm looking at pictures of Lauren Silverman and pictures of Carmen Electra.
Let me tell you, I wouldn't turn away Carmen in a dark alley competition.
I thought Carmen Electra was gay.
No.
No.
Well, maybe he's... No.
She might dabble, but no.
She came from... who was her first well-known boyfriend, the basketball
Dennis
player?
Rodman. She
Dennis Rodman.
Him.
She was married to him?
Yeah, and also the guy, Dave Navarro. Yes.
That's it, right. Okay. So anyway, I'd be picking Carmen Electra. I wouldn't be hanging around with Lauren Silverman at all. But sometimes you never can tell by looking what the reason may be for... Yeah, exactly. You don't know what somebody's thinking or what they like. You know, everybody likes something different, and it may be that it isn't just in looks. It could be there's another talent there that's hidden. yesterday...
Maybe.
Halle Berry and Jennifer Garner testified for a while in Sacramento at the state hearing on the anti-paparazzi bill.
Paparazzi.
All right, so what came out of that, Jen, other than tears? I saw Jennifer Garner crying.
Yeah.
All worked up about photographers chasing their children around as well they ought to be.
Well, this has been Halle Berry's big cause, and now Jennifer Garner got into the act, too. And I can understand it. As a celebrity mom, you worry about this kind of thing. But they testified before the Assembly Judiciary Committee, very hard for me to say today.
Judiciary
Committee in Sacramento in support of an anti-paparazzi bill that would protect celebrities' children from harassment. Like Halle Berry has testified in support of the bill in the past, but this time brought along Jennifer so that she'd know that it wasn't just her that was upset about this. She said, quote, "I chose the public life and I understand that this means sacrifices in terms of privacy for our jobs. In my case, this means that I'm sometimes photographed. However, my three children are private citizens, and more than that, at 1, 4, and 7 years old, they're just little kids." Mm-hmm. And that's true.
Mm-hmm.
She said that the amount of money paid for pics by celebrity children is absurdly high.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like they have a bounty on their heads, she says. You know, they chase these kids around trying to get little pictures. And, you know, if you read any of the tabloid magazines now, like Us Weekly or Star or Inquirer, they have whole sections set aside for celebrity kids. I mean, it's really kind of sick.
Yeah, it really is. And it's way too much, way over the top. So as far as I'm concerned, they're right. The paparazzi's wrong. When I get off the plane tonight, like in Los Angeles,
mm-hmm.
they're guaranteed.
Oh, they're always hanging around
LAX.
These
guys are always hanging around looking for somebody. And tonight, I'm not going to get to L.A. until, 11 o'clock or so. So, and even then, they'll be hanging around looking for anybody that they can. And you see, the TMZ thing seems to be the worst now. They're all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere. Speaking of that, let's find out what Snapchat is. Courtesy of Dave, who's listening to KTSM. Dave, welcome to Good Day, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine this morning, thanks.
That's good. All right. Do you use Snapchat?
Oh, heck no.
No.
just knows what it is.
All right, so what is it?
I think it's a software application that sends either videos or pictures that I believe the former Senator Wiener might have been useful in being familiar with it. It sends it to a recipient or a group of recipients, and then after a period of time, I think it deletes it.
How long, Kenny, does it take for it to go away? Kenny and I were just talking about this and wondering whether it really ever did actually go away, but what's the theory here?
I think you can set it either 1 to 15 seconds, so it can be just a flash of an image, and all of your friends or whoever you're sending it to can gasp for it. Or up to 15 seconds so that they can share it with their other friends, I would guess. But,
all right, Kenny, what else can you add to Dave? That's a good explanation. Hold on just a second. Go ahead, Kenny.
It's a photo sharing sort of social media that's mostly one-on-one, and the picture or whatever information you exchange is supposed to disappear as soon as you end the conversation.
So is this mostly used by teenagers? Is it used by perverts? Or what's it mostly used
for? Yes and yes.
Yes and yes.
Yes and yes, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure. But the appeal of it is supposed to be that whatever you send, poof, it's gone when you log out or you end the conversation.
Yeah.
But hackers are good at finding that stuff, and it's you send out pictures that you don't want anybody else to see, and good luck, because somebody's going to find them.
Well, there a lot of the teenagers are using it to text nude photos of each other back and forth. Parents certainly don't like it. Snapchat says that's not happening, but everybody knows it is happening. And so is this bad? Is it immoral? That's a moral judgment. Is it fun? I don't want to see pictures of guys' junk, but they're not sending them to me anyway. But I would think that women wouldn't want to see that. And I frankly don't want to see that kind of stuff. I don't see anything in it that is attractive. You know, Anthony Weiner's an idiot. We all know that he is, and so are other people, I think, that do this. Maybe for the reason that Kenny just explained, because it never goes away. And you have children who are teenagers. What do you think is going to happen to his children in 10 years when they're in high school? You don't think somebody's going to bring a picture of his father's junk and show it to him in school? You don't think that's going to get passed around, all around, everywhere? Use your head.
I just like hearing you say the word junk quite a lot on the radio.
Oh, you do.
You sound so hip and trendy.
Oh, well, okay, let's do Geraldo Rivera for a minute. Never mind Wiener. That picture of Geraldo Rivera, he's got young kids. Who isn't going to be making fun of that when he goes to high school?
Oh, for sure.
Right? You know, it's... Can you imagine Rush Limbaugh doing that? I don't know. I
wouldn't want to see it.
Oh, yes, you would. You'd look.
No, I wouldn't.
Yes, you would.
No, I wouldn't.
Yes, you would.
Did you look at Geraldo?
It would...
You looked at Geraldo.
Brad Pitt's a whole other idea.
Yeah.
But not.
Yeah, but Brad Pitt's not desperate enough to do that.
All right, Dave, good job.
Yay, thank Dave.
You. Hold on a second. We send you. Are you
We're
going to
Snapchat you a picture in Doug's.
Right. Here you
Congratulations.
Are. We'll find out whether Dave has pets or not. 17 before the hour. Speaking of Brad Pitt, his wife to be versus his ex wife, they were both scheduled to be on a British Airways plane from Los Angeles to London yesterday. Both of them sitting in first class.
Oh, boy.
Neither, somehow or other, somebody at British Airways caught it and let the two parties know, and Jennifer changed her flight to the next day. But they were both scheduled. Now, the press has made a big deal out of this as if they were enemies. Are they?
Well, I'd imagine that, you know, they always say that they're fine, but hello, I mean, Angelina was Brad Pitt while they were still married.
Yeah, okay. So you wouldn't like that.
I wouldn't like that. I am with Jennifer. I would switch.
All right. Okay. Anyway, so we've gotten to the bottom of that. We've gotten to the bottom of Snapchat. I think everybody else, I think there's a different, maybe the summation of the discussion about Snapchat has to do with a different morality of different ages, different generations. Do you think? Our generation, Roberta, looks askance at some of this for the most part. But the kids who are millennials now, the late teens, 20-year-old, this is part of their deal. This is part of what they do.
Yep.
And so maybe you think about that and just, I guess I'm remembering Woodstock a little bit today. It's the anniversary, by the way, of Woodstock. Did you know that?
Oh, really?
This is the anniversary of 1969 in the state, August 15th, 1969. A couple of dozen bands came to play on the stage in that pasture. 450,000 people later, Jimi Hendrix, Joan Baez, Arlo Guthrie, The Fish, Santana, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, Jefferson Airplane, Creedence Clearwater Revival, The Who were there, and they sort of did for that generation what things like Snapfish do for the younger generation now. If you look at all the old movie footage, there are a lot of people running around naked.
You provide a vehicle for people to be naked.
On Max Yeager's farm, that is for sure. So why are we so constipated when it comes to what the kids do now? We did it. When we were that age, we just didn't have the ability. Maybe Kenny would say, okay, the reason that it's different is because those, you know, even if you have some pictures of it, it's not likely to have the same kind of circulation as somebody who's taking pictures and then sending them on some Twitter account or Facebook account. You think that's true, Kenny?
Yeah, and also the kids that seem to be doing it today are a lot younger than those who were at Woodstock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's something about what we are all about here that gets lost. I every once in a while, my daughter's not a member of this generation, neither is my son. I'm thinking about your daughter, Roberta, who is.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that has, I think, happened is that there's a smoothing out of attitude. And people who have money that we were impressed by, or I'm not impressed by it, but the essence of those who are seems to get lost on Victoria's age. Their kids don't care about money. Now, they don't care about who has it. They don't pay any attention to it. I think that there is there's an authenticity, maybe, and I don't mean to get off on this, but, mm-hmm. well, I do kind of mean to get off on it, because I think that it's important to consider the differences in the generations. There's a wild difference between your daughter and what she's doing and how she's living and what her attitudes are toward things, mm-hmm. and it may be considered by many to be much better, because they're more conscious in many instances, mm-hmm. I think. Younger kids are much, much more conscious, even though you hear me all the time talking about how it is that kids could be so hooked on these iPhones, iPads, and all the technology, and they become like zombies. But there's a group among that group, or a group among this group, mm-hmm. That seems to be very conscious.
And what's interesting about Victoria and the group of kids that she hangs around with is how little they consume mainstream media.
Yeah.
They don't watch television.
No.
They don't watch cable. They don't listen to the radio.
No.
They don't read magazines.
Mm.
Everything that they do and all the information that they get is online. Even, yeah. you know, they watch a lot of the programming that now is being created specifically for Netflix.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they're not being influenced as much by advertising as we were, or the generations following us have been influenced by advertising. And if I was still in advertising and marketing, I would be very, very concerned.
Mm. All right, Kenny, let's see if we can figure out how to use Snapchat on Facebook, our Facebook page, facebook.com/
No, it's
show.
It's a mobile thing on your phone.
All right, that's all. You can't do anything with it to hold on to. So I guess that's the point. It doesn't.
What's interesting about that, if you can do 1 second or 2 second pictures, what about subliminal advertising via Snapchat?
Yep. There you go. Ding, 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 ding. Speaking of things subliminal, it's time for Jennifer, who is our queen, the drama queen, to get through the television report. So without further ado, Michael, hit the button. Jennifer, let's figure out what's going on in the world of television, please.
Yes, let's, Dougie. Well, sad news to start off the TV report today. A contestant who starred on ABC's The Bachelor was hospitalized yesterday in critical condition and then later died after they had to take her family took her off of life support. Mm. People magazine reported that Gia Alamand, who appeared on The Bachelor's 14th season with Jake Pavelka as The Bachelor and also on Bachelor Pad a couple of summers ago, was pronounced dead at University Hospital in New Orleans after what her family called a serious emergency medical event, which turned out to be a suicide attempt. She tried to hang herself and was successful with that. Her mother and her boyfriend, NBA player Ryan Anderson of the New Orleans Pelicans, were with her. And, of course, everybody took to Twitter yesterday for well wishes. Jake Pavelka said that he was offering prayers for a dear friend and one of the sweetest women that he knew. So our thoughts go out to her family. Now, on to Donald Trump. Speaking of other reality TV stars, he has taken a side in the CBS Time Warner cable dispute. He's a little annoyed that Time Warner has removed CBS because he's missing his golf programming. He's missing the PGA. He took to Twitter yesterday saying, quote, "Time Warner, I am going to be switching many of my buildings to another service. This is ridiculous." He wants his golf back. Time Warner said, "We're sorry, Mr. Trump.
I want my Maple.
But we would hope that as a businessman, he understands why we're focused on keeping our costs down."
Okay.
I know.
I want my Maple.
You want your Maple.
He's into everything. Don't you just love him?
He comments on all of it.
Well, but New Yorkers love him, don't they, Roberta, generally speaking? They just love him because he's...
I love him. I think he's fun to hear what he has
to
say.
He's really uniquely New York. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
I have bought a
a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour, lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
Visit with Tom Kreitler, who is the co-host of the nationally syndicated radio program, The Money Pit. It's a home improvement radio show, as you might get out of the gist of the title of the show, The Money Pit. Your house is a money pit.
And it's a term of endearment.
It is, yes, right, exactly. My farm is a money pit, a hole in the ground into which one pours money. Boats, hole in the water into which one pours money.
Love them.
Yes, we do. Well, without them, where would we be? You'd have to do a legitimate something or other instead.
I'd have a real job.
Right, exactly. Tom is brought to us by the folks that are responsible for selling your home. You know, there are so many people looking for homes. There's a shortage of homes. If you're considering selling, now maybe the best time for you to think about contacting somebody from the National Association of Realtors. Every market is different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Tommy's going to answer some of your questions that have been emailed to him, tom@moneypit.com, or to me, doug@dougstefan.com, right after this.
Musicians, August is Guitar Center's 49th birthday, and we're celebrating with special anniversary deals. Now through Sunday, score huge savings on anniversary bundles and instant rebates throughout the store. Like buy any new Dean electric guitar, $299 or more, get a dime bag practice amp free. Get a pair of Harbinger PA speakers with stands. Bundle price to save $150, just $329. $20 instant rebates on AKG stereo headphones, just $29. Plus get special financing. Guitar Center's 49th anniversary. Don't miss it.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh, what's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale, yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor, make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold, right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
And Tom, brought to you by the folks of the National Association of Realtors. Considering selling your home, today's market conditions may mean it's a good time. So why not get on the phone? You're going to sell a house? Find somebody who's a member of the National Association of Realtors. All right, so Tommy, Sarah in Ohio has a roof It's hard to reach, and she's never had to clean her gutters in the 12 years that she's lived in this home. Hmm. There aren't a whole lot of trees around, but there are a few. Last big rainstorm, she noticed sheets of water falling off from the gutter onto the side of the home, which obviously means the gutter's plugged up, right?
Yeah. She says, what could be causing this? Well, let's think about this. 12 years, no cleaning of the gutters. I think it's time. You know, once a decade is generally my rule of thumb.
Yeah. Yes.
But listen, if you've got a roof that's high like that, don't take a chance of cleaning it yourself. You know, there are a lot of very affordable professional gutter cleaning companies. These guys do this. They do it quickly. They do it inexpensively. I've used them myself on homes that I just didn't have time to get to. And so I would tell you, Sarah, just to get a pro and go in there. And it's not only gutters. I mean, it could be, you know, tennis balls and toys and all kinds of stuff. When I was a home inspector, we'd find all kinds of junk in those gutters besides just tree droppings.
Yeah. So is that a good reason to have a gutter guard?
You know, that's a good question. Now, the problem I have with the gutter guard industry, Doug, is that I see these guys usually at community events, trade shows, festivals, things like that. They've got their little gutter stand showing the gutter that never clogs. And you ask them one question. You say, how much does this product cost? It's a basic question, and you figure it's a simple product. They should have an answer. What I found time and time again is they want to come out to your house. They want to get in your living room. They want
aluminum siding. Let's get the aluminum siding guy to the house.
That's what they are. They're the modern-day aluminum siding guy. You know? And so I'm just not dealing with people like that. So be careful with those types of salespeople. If they can't give you a reasonable estimate, you know, on the spot for a simple product like a gutter guard, then don't work with them. But do they work? Yes. Some work better than others. Do your research. But they do work certainly better than not having a gutter. I'll tell you what doesn't work. The gutter screens, the inexpensive ones they sell at hardware stores and home centers, they tend to clog up very, very quickly.
Mm-hmm. All right. Following up on our discussion of selling your home with the National Association of Realtors, Joe is about to put his house in the market. He wants to find out what's required for a certificate of occupancy on his home.
Yeah, you know, that varies sometimes by community, Joe, so you need to speak with your municipal authorities about what they require in their town. One thing that's not required is to bring your house up to code, quote-unquote, because the code changes every 2 years. A house that's just 2 years old is not going to be up to code today. So it's not like you usually have to make major renovations. It's usually safety things like smoke detectors and windows that operate and things of that nature.
Check out the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program by going to moneypit.com. Send Tom an email if you'd like. MoneyTom@MoneyPit.com. This is the Doug Stafford Good Day program at 59 Pack.
Ouch! My back is out again.
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.